Well, hi there. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Boy, this week is going by quickly, and we just love having you be a part of each and every broadcast. Very special day in the church today for those who were devoted to and really loved St. John Paul II like I did.
Yep, he was too.
Like a spiritual father to me. You too, Debbie, I know. Mm-hmm. So happy feast of Pope St. John Paul II.
John Paul II, we love you.
Love you, yep.
Absolutely. Be not afraid. Amazing, amazing saint. And so let's celebrate today. Let's celebrate today. Jerry, we have a really good show planned, and I'm super excited. I'm also excited about our new monthly show specializing in relationships, and that's tomorrow. You guys asked for us to tackle relationships some more, so we decided to put it on the calendar in a monthly way. So once a month, we will dedicate the show to relationships. That's tomorrow. So I just want you to start thinking about it now. If you have anything you want to talk about, ask questions about, need help with, any type of relationship, even if it's the relationship you have with your, I don't know, your cat or dog, we'll talk about it, okay? But that's tomorrow. But today, Jerry, we are talking about...
Well, today we're talking about missed opportunities. And I think, as I wrote in the synopsis on the take2show.com website, it's bound to happen to every person at least once in their life. Okay, you see what looks like an amazing opportunity coming your way just up the road. You're thinking about it, you're preparing for it, you're praying about it, you're all set to pounce on it, but for whatever reason, you end up not being the person who gets that. And so a lot of questions have to be asked at that point. Was that indeed what I was supposed to do? Or did God maybe divert me because that would not have been in my best interests? You know, and maybe you got really down and you know, depressed over not getting that opportunity that you saw coming your way. So we want to talk about this missed opportunities. Look back over your life and pick a scenario, a time, a period in your life when you, like, you know, it could have been, you know, you wanted a certain male or female for marriage, and they ended up marrying somebody else, and you thought you were the right one for them. So there's a lot of ways this show can go, Debbie.
That's hilarious. I remember being as like a kid and like the newest actor that came on or whatever, and everybody said, oh, this is the popular one. You know, when you're a little kid, you think about, what if I married him someday? Or the lead singer of a band, you know, what if I married them? I don't know. It's kind of funny. Well, you were talking about it so effortlessly. So has this happened to you? Because you seemed like to just roll off your tongue. And did you have any missed opportunities in your long life and career?
Well, yeah, there's a couple that I could point to. One, actually, was when Pope John Paul II was in Denver in 1993. And I was a college seminarian at the time, and I think I just finished college, actually, and was in between college and preparing to go to the seminary, the major seminary. And I had the opportunity to go, and I thought, you know what? I've just got so much to do here. I need to be ready when I get to the seminary. And, you know, that all went fine, you know, without any problems. And it turns out I would have had plenty of time had I gone to Denver and spent that time with the Pope and the millions of other people. So,
wow.
Yeah, for me, one of the missed opportunities for me was not going to World Youth Day in 93.
Yeah, that's a big missed opportunity. We want to hear from you. Do you have any of those missed opportunities in your life? And looking back, you realize maybe it was really a blessing that you missed it, or maybe it was just one of those things that you feel like, well, you know, God shut the door on that one, but, you know, he opened another door. You know, we serve a great God. He gives us many, many second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances. 833-288-3986. Yay, Michael Birchfield, our producer, you'll be so proud of me. I did not give the pledge drive number. I was so worried because I'm hosting the pledge drive for AM 1260 The Rock in Cleveland, and we must have said the number at least 1,000 times this morning, and I was so proud of myself. I did our Take Two EWTN show number, so I'm going to give myself a bell. There you go. I gave myself the bell. 833-288-3986. But Jerry, real quickly, you made me think of this about World Youth Day. When we went, our pilgrimage went to, the group went to Italy in 2013 after Pope Francis was installed as Pope. Because we had friends that worked for the Vatican and Pope Francis, we were able to secure somewhat of a semi-private audience. And we had to meet Pope Francis at a certain time, and the whole entire pilgrimage group overslept. We missed.
No.
Yes. And they had to tell the Holy Father that the group was sound asleep. We were exhausted. I mean, we were going all over Italy. We went to Assisi, we went to San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio, and we missed the private audience with Pope Francis.
Well, and they probably said it was that group led by Debbie Smith that slept in and didn't make
right,
it.
Right. Please don't give my last name. Yeah. Oh, that is hilarious. But yeah, dear listeners, we want to ask you, okay? And by the way, I guess we kind of knew this, but we're like super popular with Cleveland Catholic Radio because we're getting a lot of comments coming in that they love Take Two. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you back. We're sending you virtual hugs. Thank you so much. So fill those phone lines. And please, if you have a pledge drive happening in your local listening area, give generously. Okay. We need Catholic radio now more than ever. Okay. So please give generously and don't forget EWTN as well. Okay. We want to hear from you now. Missed opportunities. Share with us. We will just walk together in this thing of looking back and having a little bit of sadness. We'll do this together. That's what Take Two does. 833-288-3986.
Should be a good conversation here. This is one of those reflective types of shows that I think are healthy once in a while to look back and see, because my mom used to say, Debbie, all the time, well, life is full of disappointments. And it is. There are a lot of disappointments along life's path. But as you made the statement a minute or so ago, it may have turned out to not be the right thing for you. Maybe God had something way better for you. Okay, this is the kind of God that we serve. So there was perhaps a time of disappointment and discouragement. And like, gee, you know, I didn't get that opportunity, or this didn't happen, or I didn't meet that person, or what have you. But as time went on, you began to reflect on it and say, wow, it's sure a good thing I didn't get that, you know? Our perspective can change radically. So please get on the phone, give us a call. We have a couple phone lines open, and you will make it a lively discussion, as always. 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. Talking today about missed opportunities.
And don't forget, if you feel like you have missed some great opportunities in your life, we're always here to help you walk past that and see your brighter future at StandTallToday.com. We have a growing list of experienced coaches. You can get your free consultation. Just go to StandTallToday.com. We're talking about missed opportunities today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. When we come back, we're hitting the phones.
You're with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani, and you and the show team, Michael Birchfield, our producer, Rich Jesse on social media. Ryan Penny is answering your calls at 833-288-3986, talking about missed opportunities in life and how we've dealt with them, rebounded from them, maybe even celebrated the fact that something didn't come to pass in our lives that we at one point wanted. Before we go to your calls, I just want to mention, too, that through redemptive Catholic journalism, EWTN News helps advance the gospel and teachings of the church through EWTN News email. Get our trusted Catholic news in your email inbox. Sign up today at EWTNnews.com.
Okay, we have a couple open phone lines, so we'd like to hear from you. Please call in at 833-288-3986, and we'll be here with you to I guess sort of commiserate a little bit and you know, feel that sympathy for you, because we've been there. We've been there, missed opportunities. But let's just remember something, though. Sometimes we think that, okay, that's it for us. God gave me a chance, right? Jerry could have thought that. He could have said, God gave me a chance to go to World Youth Day. I could have said, God gave me a chance to see the Pope with a private audience. Okay, it doesn't work like that with our God. Our God is an amazing God who says, you know what? Okay, you might have missed that opportunity, or you overslept, or something of that nature. We'll give you another chance. Okay, so we want to always think ahead with our God, because he's a great God who knows that we will miss these chances in life at times. I don't want people to think, you know, have you ever met? I have talked with folks, Jerry, where they just feel like that was my one chance in life, and now it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate because God is always, you know, he closes, what do they say? He closes a door, he opens a window, something like that. Mm-hmm. So with God, our purpose in life, he is always working with us and on our behalf to help us fulfill whatever our vocational calling is, avocational calling, our purpose, our passion in life. So like Debbie said, if you've ever felt like, well, that was it, now just not sure what I'm going to do, take another look at that. We say stand tall, take another look at life. Okay, so we're going to get to some of these busy phones. We'll go to Union Grove, Wisconsin first. Matt is listening on WSFI. Hello, Matt. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. So I have a story that I tell frequently that's right along these same lines, how, you know, a couple seconds literally can change your life completely. I think I was 25 years old. I was just out of college, and I'd been dating a girl for a couple, or for about a year and a half or so. And it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right, and I wasn't going to be able to. It wasn't going to be the woman for me for the rest of my life to marry. But it was a very difficult breakup. And I, part of the breakup, I decided I was going to go to Spain and visit a family there. Whose brother had gone to school with me when I was in high school. So he lived with me for a year and went to school with me. And so I went to Spain, and while I was there, the other brother was getting ready for the fireman's test in Madrid. And this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to become a fireman. He had his sights set on that goal, and he was training for it. And he was really training rigorously, and it was a very difficult exam because there are not very many positions to be a firefighter in Spain. So, you know, you had to run, jump, swim, climb a rope, etc. So after I was leaving Spain, I was going to get home, and about a week later I was going to Alaska. A week and a half later, I was going to Alaska commercial fishing. So I used to commercial fish up in Alaska. So I brought some pictures of Alaska with me, actual photos, because, of course, it was before digital photography. So I showed him these pictures of Alaska, and he's like, wow, that's really cool. You know, I said, well, I'm sure you're going to pass the fireman's test. Everything's going to go great. But, you know, if something happens, let me know. Maybe I could get a job for you. So I went back home, and it was about a week before I had to leave for Alaska, or a little less than that. And it was like 4 days before I had to leave for Alaska. And my boss called me up, and we were just ironing out some details. And he said, hey, by the way, Bob Muncy needs a crew member. If you know somebody, you know, please let me know. So I called Spain. And Christopher's mom answered, and the first thing she said was, she said, Christopher took the fireman's test today. I said, oh, wow, how did it go? She said, he passed every single test except for the last test, which was the rope climb. And what had happened was, he climbed the rope, he rang the bell, he started coming down, they told him we didn't hear the bell. He had to climb back up and ring it. He came back down, and it took him 11 seconds instead of the required 9 to climb this rope. So he had failed the entire thing. So I told her, I said, well, if he's interested in going to Alaska, I can get him a job up there. So he quick got his passport and ended up coming to the United States, and we drove up to Alaska. We drove straight up there, my cousin and he and I, and in 68 hours, we were up in Homer, Alaska. And he ended up working the summer up in Alaska. And then he ended up coming back to the United States. He went to school here. He ended up marrying an American girl, and I ended up marrying his sister. So the difference of a couple seconds with this rope climb, what seemed like a disaster at the time, he'd been training for months and months and months for this, you know, this physical test, ended up changing his life completely, and mine too.
And yours, yeah. Wow, Matt, you know, they say God is never late. And in this case, there were a couple seconds to spare there, and God was certainly active in your life and in all of these other individuals that you have been talking about, and you going to Spain and going to Alaska and how God worked all this together. It makes me think of Psalm 139, where about verse 7, it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, on. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And it goes on from there. So God is always, always with us. And you're a wonderful proof of that, Matt, that God had this plan for you from all eternity. He unfolded it. He moved the chess pieces around on the board. We, of course, have free will. But I think it's remarkable, Debbie, how this all unfolded for Matt.
Oh, I think it's an amazing story, Matt. I love it. I hope you get this down on paper and in a manuscript. I think it would be a phenomenal story to tell. And some cool title, like, I don't know, Split Second, or, you know, some cool, like a play on missing those few seconds that now changed for your life and for eternity, right? Because your wife now, the two of you are helping each other get to heaven. So it changes everything. So thank goodness. Well, I feel bad that he had to go up and ring the bell again, but I'm glad. You know, I'm super glad that everything turned out the way it did. And it sounds like you are very happy as well.
Well, I've got six kids, and he's got four kids. So, you know, and my wife is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She's a great Catholic woman who helps me to be closer to God and helps me to get to heaven. And I hope that I'm helping her to get to heaven. You know, sometimes I wonder about that, but I try.
Wow, well, you have a beautiful family.
I feel very fortunate. Very fortunate.
You are blessed, Matt. You're very, very blessed. And we were blessed to have you on the show today and hear about this beautiful way that God has worked in your life and so many other people's lives. So we'll let you go on that, Matt. Thank you so much for your very inspiring testimony here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie as we talk about missed opportunities today and what happened in the aftermath. How did we deal with it? Did it take us a while to get over it? Did God do something even more beautiful than what we hoped that he would do? 833-288-3986. Up next in the order in which you called is Chris in Madison, Ohio, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Jerry. This is Chris, the recovered alcoholic.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're doing well.
Hi,
thanks
Chris.
Be to God.
Hi, Deb. I'm proud of myself. I haven't called in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Well, you know, I like listening to you guys every day. Sometimes it kills me not to call in, but I don't. Because I don't want to hog the airwaves. But, you know, I missed opportunities I could write a book. I mean, you can probably imagine the missed opportunities an alcoholic in his cups has. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that pretty soon it's going to be Thanksgiving. And that is, without a doubt, my favorite holiday. And I will spend it completely, totally alone, by my own choosing, because I've been invited over to people's houses, you know, family, friends, whatever, Thanksgiving dinner, and I've done it in the past. It's been a long time, but when I sit down at a table with a dozen people and there's food and fellowship and Christ and everybody's behaving with love and kindness, I get so envious, I want to walk out in front of a bus. You know, I mean, it's that bad, because I met my son in 2012 for the very first time. He was 30 years old. You know, it wasn't a good experience, but that's in the past. But I had the opportunity to have a God-given family, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I neglected it, abused it, ignored it. Call it what you will, you know. But when every man that I have sponsored for 18 years, I tell them, you take care of your family. I don't care if you have to dig ditches all day. I don't care. You take care of your wife and your children, and you go home, and you thank God, and you love them. Some do, some don't. You know, I was one of the ones who did not, you know. But I think that's the worst opportunity a man can miss, is a loving God-given wife and family, you know.
Yeah.
And to this day, I must be alone on Thanksgiving because I always thought, well, if I got to be alone, I just want to be alone, alone. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, instead of alone in a crowd of other people. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just don't want to be that way anymore, and I've done it. You know, so I will, you know, spend a day reading a book, reading scripture, doing paperwork, whatever it is I have to do, but just alone. But I will know that was the most missed opportunity a human man can have, is for a wife and a family sent from God, and he blows it, you know?
Well, Chris, if I can make a couple comments here. We love your heart, Chris, and we love you, and we thank you for calling, and we hope that it won't be, whatever you said, about a year since your last call. We always love having you with us, and I would just say, you know, the people who invited you to come to Thanksgiving, they didn't invite you just to, you know, serve extra food. They invited you to have you there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, they wanted Chris, their loved one, Chris, to be there. And now you have to process that and deal with that however you're going to. And I get your whole thing about the aloneness, you know, like you mentioned, we can be alone in a football stadium filled with 100,000 people. And there's reasons for that. You know, alone is simply not being engaged. We can be physically alone, or we can be alone in a crowd by not engaging with anybody else. And sometimes, and I've had to deal with this a little bit in my life, Chris, there's shame. You know, shame enters into this, and it may not be something conscious, but you find yourself in a setting, and all of a sudden you feel uncomfortable. You really don't want to be there. What are other people thinking about me? They know everything about me. They would hate me if they knew everything about me. That's just not the case, Chris. You're a son. You're a child of God, and these people love you, and we love you. And Debbie, I know I'm just saying a lot, but it's really on my heart right now.
Absolutely. Chris, I totally feel the same way that Jerry does. And I just want to say, I hope you're not going to be angry with me. I have to be the bearer of some news for you. You keep saying you're alone for Thanksgiving. Well, you know, you're never fully alone because you have your guardian angel with you. Just thought I'd let you know that.
Of course. Yes, I know. I'm very well aware. And my guardian angel has made himself known to me on more than one occasion.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. Yeah, I agree. And Chris, I just think about this, okay? I know Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so maybe not for this year, but just think about this. I totally respect where you are coming from and what you wish for yourself and how you're reflecting back on how Thanksgiving is an important day to you and those missed Thanksgivings that you experienced in your life. But maybe, just maybe, someday you will actually host a Thanksgiving dinner where you will bring forth people just like yourself. Why are you laughing? Come on.
Because it could be true.
Mm-hmm.
It could be very true. You know?
Well, make sure when Jerry and I get there, okay? I need that old fashioned Pepperidge Farm stuffing, okay?
Sure, I got it. Pepperidge Farm wouldn't serve anything else, but you know what I will probably do. I will probably go to, three or four different places I know and dig up a drunk and say, hey, you want me to teach you about another way to live, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
maybe he will, maybe he won't. But it'll give me something to do so I can feel constructive, you know?
Right. Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely. And when you do that, you are being life-giving. You're absolutely being life-giving. The life that God has put into you, you are imparting that to another. Whether that's a drunk, you know, on the side of the street, somebody you meet in the grocery store, extended family members. Chris, you have it. You have what it takes, brother. We do honestly love you. We thank you for calling the program today. You hear the music. We got to step aside for just a minute, but we come back with more phone calls on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Well, we have calls of all sorts and all types, and we love every one of them here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Our topic for the day today is missed opportunities. Have you looked back over your life and seen maybe one big, giant, glaring missed opportunity? How did you handle it at the time? Has it turned out to be maybe that it wasn't the best thing for you at the time, but you just didn't really realize that? Maybe God has opened another door and given you an even better opportunity. This is what we're talking about from all different aspects. 833-288-3986. We've got Christine, Joni, and Sonia on the line. So we're going to go to Christine, who is next in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on the Station of the Cross, and a first-time caller to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Christine.
I think it's Joni. I think it's Joni next.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Joni.
Okay.
My mistake.
No, that's okay. Hang on,
Christine. I'm having trouble reading English this morning.
Okay. Hang on, Christine. Hang on, Sonia. We're going to go to Joni in San Angelo, Texas, Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Joni. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you.
I want to preface this that I don't have social media. I have never seen your show. I've only heard it, and I've only been listening to this since January of this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm real new to this. So you have to bear with me and be gentle with me.
For sure. Absolutely. You can count on that.
Yeah. We're very friendly, Joni.
I'm in San Angelo. Mm-hmm. San Angelo, Texas.
Good,
nice.
Good.
Go okay.
ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I've been listening, and I feel like the floodgates are getting ready to open up. I'm so nervous. I heard one of your other callers call in one day where she was devastated about having married someone, and then she found out about some abuse. I heard Jerry's story when you said about your 10-year-old abuse. I heard, and now listening to Debbie with her happy voice talking about being a bartender in college and smoking cigarettes and, all of this. But I'll tell you what's really this missed opportunity thing, like hearing about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Man, there is some the good and the bad and the ugly. You got to be made of strong stuff for this, And marriage devastation. I heard that I was in a class that they said we blew it, all of us. And I'm just beat down. And it feels as if, worthless and no good. And then someone says, you don't have to do this. And then there was just one little hardcore demon, I guess, who said, yeah, you do, or I'll make it even worse. And so, a new soul or house of, similar to what y'all both have talked about before, the all hell broke loose, mm-hmm. and you feel like you don't have anywhere to go, and who to turn to, and who to trust, and who's on the path, and
right,
not to be tongue-in-cheek, to use your phrase, Jerry, but the man that just called in about, he could write a book about all this, yeah, no kidding, couldn't we all join mm-hmm. the club, and yeah. I don't mean to be flippant. I don't mean to be flippant about it, but there's a little bit of condescending, just innate, mm-hmm. inbred, ingrained. It's a guilt trip. And no matter what you do, the sky is blue. No, it's not. The ground is green. The grass is green. No, it's not. No matter. It's like I've heard, no matter what you do, you'll never win this war. You'll never win this. A narcissist. Okay. I got knocked over by he took my house. I've lost my house. I lost my business. And, a narcissist, mm-hmm. and they're mean, and they're sadistic.
Sure.
They get in your head. They get in your head, and once they've messed around in your head, even going to a doctor, if they mess around with your head, mm-hmm. you're pretty much done for, you know.
Well, you start to believe it.
My father has an old saying, and no, pardon?
You start to believe it is what
it's
you're saying.
It's just like all mm-hmm. of a sudden, mm-hmm. pardon?
I'm saying you start to believe it. When you start to hear these things on a regular basis, Joni, it can start to become part of what you actually believe. And that can be very dangerous, and it can stop the forward movement of a person. It actually puts them it makes them actually go backwards somewhat. So what you're saying is so true, and we've all encountered it. But there are, you know, we know from our Christian faith, real quickly, let me just share. And you did a beautiful job sharing what you wanted to express to all of us today, Joni. But I'm going to share something with you real quickly. First of all, your name is Joan, okay? And you're named after a great saint, Saint Joan of Arc, a strong saint, okay? A very strong saint. And you have the ability to dive into God's word. God doesn't lie, okay? The world does. The world does, because we know that Satan is running around, creating confusion and all sorts of things that have us be overwhelmed. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by the world and we start to believe what the world is telling us. Well, we don't serve the world, right? We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Okay, and our God doesn't lie. And our God is a God of allowing us, when we have setbacks, he's already preparing our comeback. There's a lot of these catchphrases going around, and I think they're actually quite good to get us to rethink things, retrain our brains. I heard one speaker say, turn your mess into your message. Okay, there's all these catchphrases. They're brilliant, though, because it's so true. We don't have to stay in that place of feeling beaten down and guilt-ridden, okay? Yes, we've all made mistakes. We've made some poor choices. There have been people around us that have really messed with our brains and our hearts, you know, a lot of betrayal. But you know what? They cannot, unless we allow it, touch our soul. And God doesn't lie, and he speaks right to our soul. He knows every hair on our head, and it's so important. I just want to encourage you, Joni, because I hear what you're saying, and I agree that the world is overwhelming, and it gets us to believe these things. And even some of these groups, everybody's talking about all the problems, problems, problems. Let's talk about all the promises, okay? The problems are always going to be there. Let's talk about God's promises. That's what we don't focus on enough. And that's why Jerry and I are so passionate about the work we do with Stand Tall Today. But Joni, I didn't mean to finish that, but what you were saying is spot on about how we're all been trained that way. Jerry?
Well, it's amazing that you mentioned, you know, God being all about his promises, because a scripture passage came to me, Joni, in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Mother Angelica used to say this all the time. Let not your hearts be troubled. It's up to us. He always used to say, you can choose to not let your heart be troubled. It's not always easy. This isn't to say something like that is easy, or all these things that are coming at us, losing your house, all of these other things that you talked about, that it's going to be easy. We have to work at this. But it says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And you talked about losing your house. Well, here's verse 2. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, Joni, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we have the consolation of God in this life, as much as you know he possibly is going to bestow upon us, but we have his promises, as Debbie was talking about, and one of those promises is a house to live in, you know, room in the mansion in heaven, and all of us really need to be kind of keeping our eyes fixed more on that than we do sometimes, I think.
Well, I have one more thing, real quickly, please. Mm-hmm. It's important. I was so scared. I was so scared to have to fight this battle that I did not go to the doctor for a simple blood test for what I had, what could have saved me. I had a stroke. I developed diabetes. They thought I had multiple sclerosis. My kidneys failed, everything. I was so scared that I was unwanted here in this world. and that I was so ashamed. Jerry, you talk a lot about that, the shame. Mm-hmm. Jerry, I carry a lot of that, too. A lot of shame and guilt and embarrassment. And it's a tough burden to carry. And I'm not trying to gloat or make myself out to be, you know, the let's get attention kind of thing. But I do. I carry so much shame and so much guilt. Mm-hmm. And all I had to do was go to the doctor, but I didn't believe in myself anymore. I had nowhere to go. I got pushed into a corner. And I don't like being provoked, and I don't like to fight. But that's what they did, you know? And that you're right about that, Debbie. It is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, Joni, if I may, because Debbie and I both, we're in different locations. We can see each other on Skype, and we can also type notes to each other. And at the same time, Debbie typed over to me, time to let it go, and I typed over her, today is the day. So, Joni, our exhortation for you, what we would like to have you do today is spend some dedicated time in prayer, you know, quiet the house or wherever you are. Don't get rid of as many distractions as possible, and say, Jerry and Debbie and the Take Two family said that it's possible for me to shed this guilt, this shame that you don't want me to have, Father. You don't want me to carry this. Please lift it from me. Jesus took all of our shame, all of our guilt to the cross, Joni. He will do that for you. It might be incremental. It might be a little bit at a time, but give him the chance to do that. Debbie, I believe so powerfully right now that God is speaking to Joni.
Absolutely. There's no accident, Joni, that you called in. There's no accident you got on the show. I agree. It is time to let it go. Today is the day. We'll walk with you. We'll be praying for you. Anything you need, we're here, okay? We're part of the family. And Joni, it's time for you to be free of this. You don't have to carry that backpack of guilt and shame and all that stuff around anymore. Put the backpack down. It's time to put it down. What do you think? Can we at least try it, like baby step it a little?
Yeah, it goes way back, you know?
Right.
You know what, Jerry, real quickly? You know that abuse you talked about that happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I called in when I heard that because I'd never told anybody. My grandpa would beat me with a switch from a mesquite tree with the thorns when we would pull away when wasn't allowed to do that kind of abuse to us. When we started pulling away, he'd make us go out and cut our own switch.
Mm.
So I heard you say that, I feel like I died that day.
I know that feeling, Joni. I know that feeling.
Yes,
and let me also say this.
I know there's other callers. I know there's other callers.
Sure, but
the
before you go.
The reason I talk so fast.
Yeah.
The reason I talk so fast, I had a head injury over my eye, and I lose my train of thought. And so I do apologize, all right? I have been evangelical apologeticking everywhere I go.
Well, I'm not trying to cut you off. I simply was going to add something that I think might be helpful for you. And you don't have to apologize. You know, I've been on radio for 40 years. I talk way faster than most everybody I know, just because I think I got so many words in. But St. Therese of Lisieux, Joni, she said, ask God. Ask God to make right what you or anybody in your life made wrong. We all make things wrong for others, for ourselves, and we all have things made wrong for us. And since God is outside of time and space, it is nothing for him to just go back from what for us is in history and what is for him that in that eternal now and just make a situation right and heal a situation right to its core, to its root, so it no longer has to be something that you carry around. You're right, we do have other callers, Joni, but please email us anytime at take2@ewtn.com. And thank you again for calling the program. The entire Take Two family is going to continue to pray for you today going forward. Thank you, Joni. We love you. God bless.
Thank you, Joni. Thank you so much. Okay, Sonia is up next in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. Sonia, you've been waiting so patiently. Thank you and welcome.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking Paul. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell my story real quick. I was diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, at the age of 16, and I'm 25 now. But for the longest time, I believed that because of my syndrome, I couldn't have children. And so I was wondering what to do with my life, and I felt a strong pull. At the time, I wasn't Catholic, and I felt a strong pull to become Catholic and to join a convent or a sisterhood. And however, a couple years later, I was just in such a bad place, and I prayed very hard to God. Even though I wasn't Catholic, but I still felt that someone was listening, and I prayed to him and I asked what he wanted me to do with my life and what he wanted me to go forth and do. And he and then a week later he brought me my husband, who was a devout Catholic, and then afterwards. I converted to Catholicism, and we got married, and now I just recently, last month, went to a fertility specialist, a doctor in Illinois, and he took one look at me and said, "Honey, you don't have PCOS.
Oh,
you don't have,
praise God.
You're a perfectly healthy girl. You're just missing one hormone, and we can fix that." And I fell on my knees, and I started crying because it was after living for almost 10 years knowing that I would never have children, and then having this doctor give me that hope. It was the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to me in my entire life. Mm. And that's why I want to tell everyone out there, if you are struggling with PCOS, please go to a specialist, because they might be able to tell you that you actually are such a healthy person and that you might be able to have children.
Right.
So
right.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, don't ever say you're sorry. We are welling up with emotion as well, Sonia. Let me just share something. And polycystic ovary syndrome, that's a serious thing. And you're right. People need to go for a second and third opinion, get some specialists, make sure before you adopt it as something that it just has to be, right? And because you can get into that feeling of being, you know, you're resigned to the fact that it's just going to happen this way, and you get down, and you know, you just know this is what's going to happen. But see, Sonia, why your call is so perfect and why it's just precious at this time. Okay, you heard Joni's call right before you. Okay, so many times we let the world tell us things and we believe it. We believe it and we adopt it as our own, and it becomes part of us. And you know, we serve, I say it all the time, a big, bold God, and our God is much bigger than those our belief system and everything that we're being told, okay? And, you know, look what our God did in your life. You met the man to be your husband. You're in this, you came into the faith. Welcome home. You came into the faith, and now you went to this doctor to give you this great hope. I have to tell you something, Sonia, before you even started to speak, I was seeing multiple children. I was seeing it. And I thought, I wonder if, yes. So you're going to have to call us back after like the third child is born. Okay. Seriously, because I'm telling you, it's amazing. And I just love your heart. And I love, and please, Sonia, you said you were 25 years old. Please tell your story to your peers. Please do so, because so many of your peers, they don't have what you have. They're living in, it's like a, I don't know, it's somewhat of a, sometimes it's a little bit of an altered universe. They've kind of put God on a shelf, and they're not sure how God plays into their life. And even God's not even a part of their marital union. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's off. And so, Sonia, please, in your spare time, tell your friends, tell your peers, get the word out that of your, just tell your story, because there's power in your own testimony and your own witness, Sonia. Great story.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. And if I could ask for you to keep me and my husband in your prayers, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. You could be assured of that, Sonia. What is your husband's first name, if you don't mind sharing that?
Joshua.
And Sonia. Okay.
Well, tell Sonia about your name, Gerard. Come on, Jerry. Saint Gerard.
Well, yeah, my legal name, birth name is Gerard, and he is the patron saint of mothers who are attempting to get pregnant and who are pregnant, difficult pregnancies, and so forth. So be sure and include Saint Gerard in your daily prayers, Sonia, mm-hmm. and you will have ours and the entire Take Two family around the world praying for you. God bless you. Go with our prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. God bless.
God bless you,
Sonia. Keep in touch.
Thanks.
Keep in touch, Sonia. This is beautiful. We just love you. Thank you so much. And don't forget your guardian angel. Bring your guardian angels into your whole marriage, your whole life. Okay, Jerry, where are we going?
All right, Christine, my apologies for the going to you earlier, and then I saw somebody else who was next in line. But Christine, you're going to probably bring us to an end here today, which is a great blessing for you from Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I love this topic. My story, it was in 1974, and I was out in Southern Illinois as a grad student, and I was doing some translating on the side, Polish and Russian translating, and got a call to come to Washington, D.C. to edit translations at the government agency, but a big opportunity, and I was just being processed. This was around March, and I was supposed to come on board in September. And in July, I got a phone call from the president of my alma mater back in Pennsylvania, and he wanted me to come up to Cambridge Springs, Little Cambridge Springs near Erie, and tied him over for a month managing, directing the folk dance group. In an intensive workshop. And I thought, sure. I was young. I have that time for you, so I go on board. Got up to Cambridge Springs, did the workshop, struggled through. And then he offered me the position of teaching at the college and directing the dance group. So I had the big crossroads. And my friend said, oh, go to D.C. And my mother said, stay in Cambridge Springs. She was in Pittsburgh. And I knew in my heart that I was at a low ebb morally in my life, and I needed to be safe. So I stayed in Cambridge Springs. The next year, a man came from Cleveland, and we got married in 1976. And he said to me, he was Catholic, and he said, when I got pregnant, can we name our first child Gerard if it's a boy? And I said, sure. So Gerard is the first of our eight children. I lost our second one, Mary Grace, in a miscarriage. So I have seven children. Unfortunately, Ed, my husband, had paranoid schizophrenia, and we lost him in 1997 and he suffered for many, many years before his death. And now I'm awaiting the birth of my 16th grandchild in December in Missouri. And I also, in 2004, during a I taught music for 15 years. I taught music. And then was not working, and in 2004 I became certified to translate Polish to English, and I'm now one of seven translators certified by the American Translator Association, and I work as a grading candidates who try to become certified to translate. So we have come full circle, and again, I... rejoice with my grandchildren And
well, Christine, for the sake of time, I'm going to offer a thought or two here. You know, sometimes we talk about missed opportunities as being like a single opportunity that puts itself in front of us. You actually, God gave you a wealth of opportunities that you had to choose from, and it sounds like any one of them would have been very much a blessing in your life, and certainly, you know, meeting your husband, God bless him, pray for his soul. You said his name was Ed, and you got your kids, and now the grandkids, Christine. So you can look back, Debbie, she can look back and be very, very blessed and honored at all of the wonderful things that God has done in her life. There have been some disappointments, I'm sure, trials, losing her husband, but many, many blessings too in all of that.
Thank you, Christine, so very much, being a first-time caller and sharing your precious story. Call us anytime. And folks, tomorrow is our first All About a Relationships show. And you can ask us anything. Any relationship you're having, you want to ask questions, impart some wisdom, anything you want to talk about relationships, do it tomorrow, okay? Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.